Chapter 19. Conditioned Co-Production and the Simile of the Lamp. The wick of a burning oil lamp. It is not by the first incidence of the flame that the wick is burned away, nor is it burned away when that incidence is not. Nor is the wick burned away by the last incidence of the flame. And also when that last flame is not, does the lamp wick not burn away. By the first thought of enlightenment, one does not experience the foremost enlightenment. And again, when that is not there, one is not able to experience it. Nor does the last thought arrive at the bliss. Nor again, when it is not there, is one able to reach it. The Simile of the Seed and the Fruit. From a seed, trees, fruits, and flowers come forth. When it is obstructed or absent, then there is no tree from it. Just so the first thought is, of course, the foundation of enlightenment. But when it is obstructed or absent, there is no enlightenment from it. Conditioned by seeds grow barley, rice, and so on. Their fruits are in these seeds, and yet they are not in them. When this enlightenment of the jhanas arises, what takes place is an illusion, which in its own being is without existence. The Simile of the Water Drops. Water drops fill a water jar, drop by drop. Gradually, from the first incidence to the last one. Just so the first thought is the initial cause of supreme enlightenment. Gradually are the bright qualities fulfilled in the Buddhas. The Meaning of Emptiness. He courses in dharmas as empty, signless, and wishless, but he does not experience the blessed rest, nor does he course in a sign. As a skillful ferryman goes from this shore to the other shore, but does not stand at either end, nor does he stand in the great flood. Thus coursing, the bodhisattva also does not think. Predestined by those who have the 10 powers, may I experience enlightenment. Nor is he trembling because he sees that enlightenment is here, not anything. Thus coursing, he becomes one who courses in the wisdom of the Suggatas. The Attitude to Places Which Might Inspire Fear. When they have seen a world which is a wilderness, full of famine and disease, they have no fear, and go on putting on the armor. For the wise are always joined to the limit which is further on. They do not produce the least fatigue in their minds. Chapter 20. The Three Doors to Deliverance and the Buddha Dharmas. Furthermore, the bodhisattva who courses in the wisdom of the jhanas cognizes these skandhas as unproduced, as empty from the beginning. Even during the time that, unconcentrated, he views in compassion the world of beings, he does not become destitute of the Buddha Dharmas. The Simile of the Hero. A skillful man, endowed with all qualities, powerful, unassailable, well qualified, instructed in many arts, perfect in archery, devoted to many crafts, perfect in knowing the various forms of magical illusion, keen on the welfare of the world. He takes his mother and father, together with his sons and daughters, and enters a wilderness full of many hostile forces. He conjures up many men, heroic champions, gets away safely, and again goes back to his home. Just so, at that time when a wise bodhisattva extends the great friendliness to all in the world of beings, having passed beyond the four maras and the two levels, he permanently abides in the best of concentrations, but he does not experience enlightenment. The simile of the cosmos. Supported by space is air, and by that the mass of water. By that again is supported this great earth and the living world. If the foundation of the enjoyment of the deeds of beings is thus established in space, how can one think of that object? Just so the bodhisattva who is established in emptiness manifests manifold and various works to beings in the world, and his vows and cognitions are a force which sustains beings. But he does not experience the blessed rest, for emptiness is not a place to stand on. At the time when the wise and learned bodhisattva courses in this most excellent quietude of the concentration on emptiness, during that time no sign should be exalted, nor should he stand in the signless, for he is one who courses calm and quiet. The simile of the flying bird. A flying bird has no footing in the intermediate space. It does not stand on it, nor does it fall to the ground. So the bodhisattva who courses in the doors to freedom neither experiences the blessed rest, nor does he course in the sign. The simile of the archer. As a man trained in archery shoots an arrow upwards, and then again other arrows in quick succession, without giving a chance to the first one to fall to the ground until he wishes the arrow to fall to the ground. Just so someone who courses in wisdom, the best of perfections, and who accomplishes wisdom, skill in means, the powers, and the ability to work wonders. As long as these wholesome roots remain unfulfilled, so long does he not obtain that most excellent emptiness. The simile of the twin miracle. A monk endowed with the most excellent ability to work wonders, standing in the sky, performs the twin miracle. He exhibits the coming and going, the lying down and the sitting, but he cannot be made to desist, nor does he feel exhausted, however long he may be in it. Just so the wise bodhisattva, standing in emptiness, perfect in cognition and the ability to work wonders, wandering without a home, manifests an endless variety of works to the world. But he cannot be worn down, nor does he feel exhausted, for kotis of aeons. The simile of the parachutes. It is as with some men who have stood on a high cliff. If they held a parachute in each hand and would jump off into space, their bodies, once they had left the high cliffs, would go on falling until they had reached the ground. Just so the wise bodhisattva, having stood in compassion, having taken hold of the two parachutes of skill in means and of wisdom, considers dharmas as empty, signless, and wishless. Although he does not experience the blessed rest, he nevertheless sees the dharmas. The Simile of the Merchant and the Jewel Island. Someone desirous of jewels has traveled to the treasure island, and having obtained the jewels, he would again return home. Although in those circumstances the merchant lives quite happily, yet he bears in mind the hosts of his suffering kinsmen. Just so the bodhisattva who has traveled to the treasure isle of emptiness and has obtained the trances, faculties, and powers. Although he could experience the blessed rest, wholly delighting in it, he would bear in mind all suffering beings. The Simile of the Merchant and His Journey. As a merchant interested in business goes into the cities, market towns, and villages which he comes across on his way, so as to get acquainted with them, but he neither abides therein nor in the treasure island. But he, the discerning, becomes skillful in the path which leads to his home. Just so the wise bodhisattvas who become skillful everywhere in the cognition and emancipation of the disciples and Pratyeka Buddhas. They abide not therein, nor in the Buddha cognition, nor in what is conditioned. Wise as to the path becomes the one who knows the method. The Bodhisattva Undefinable. At the time when he has communed with the world in friendliness and courses in the concentrations on emptiness, the signless, and the wishless, it is impossible that he either would have an inclination to reach the blessed rest or that he could be defined by the conditioned. As a magically created man or one who has made his body invisible cannot be defined by words, just so the bodhisattva who courses in the doors to freedom can also not be defined by words. The Doors to Deliverance and the Irreversible Stage. If, on being questioned about the practice and the faculties, a bodhisattva does not affect the revelation of deep dharmas, which are empty and signless, if he fails to indicate the dharmas peculiar to the irreversible stage, he should not be known as one who has been predicted. Tokens of Irreversibility. Not the level of an arhat, nor the Pratyeka Buddha level, nor what belongs to the triple world does he long for in his dreams. But he sees the Buddhas and himself as one who preaches Dharma to the world. Predicted as irreversible should he then be known. Having seen in his dreams the beings who are in the three places of woe, he makes the vow, "May I that very instant abolish the places of woe." If through the power of his declaration of the truth he appeases even a mass of fire, predicted as irreversible should he then be known. Those possessed by ghosts with various diseases in the world of mortals, through the power of his declaration of the truth he appeases them, he who is benevolent and compassionate. Nor does there arise to him any self-consciousness or pride. Predicted as irreversible should he then be known. Chapter 21. Pride and Other Deeds of Mara. But when there arises in him the conceit, "I have been predestined because by my declaration of the truth manifold things get accomplished," when a bodhisattva sets himself above other bodhisattvas as one who has been predestined, one should know that he stands in conceit and has little intelligence. Again, as to the power of the name, Mara, having approached, will say to him, This is your name, the lineage of your father and mother for 7 generations, backwards he runs through. When you are a Buddha, this will then be your name. If he is one who has behaved in accordance with the ascetic practices, a devoted yogin, Mara will tell him, Formerly, in your past lives, you have also had these very same qualities. The bodhisattva who, on hearing this, becomes conceited, one should know him to be possessed by Mara, of little intelligence. Faults in connection with detachment. Though he might practice quite detached from villages or cities, in a mountain cave, in a remote forest, or in isolated woods, the bodhisattva who exalts himself, who deprecates others, one should know him to be possessed by Mara, of little intelligence. Although they may constantly dwell in a village, a royal city, or a market town, if therein they do not generate longing for the vehicle of the arhats and pratyeka buddhas, but are devoted to enlightenment for the sake of maturing beings, then this has been preached as the detachment of the Sugata's sons. Though he may reside in mountain caves 500 miles wide, infested with wild beasts for many kotis of years, that bodhisattva does not know this true detachment if he dwells contaminated by conceit. When he feels superior to bodhisattvas who practice for the weal of the world and who have attained the concentrations, emancipations, faculties, trances, and powers, on that ground that they do not course in the detachment of the remote forest, of him the Jina has said that he is established in Mara's sphere. Whether he dwells in the neighborhood of a village or in the remote forest, if he is free from the thought of the twofold vehicle and fixed on the supreme enlightenment, then this is the detachment of those who have set out for the wheel of the world. As one whose self is extinct should that bodhisattva be considered. Chapter 22. Good Friends and the Perfections. Therefore, then, the learned who has slain pride, who seeks with weighty resolution for the best enlightenment, should, as one attends upon a physician to be cured of a multitude of ailments, attend upon the good friend undaunted. The Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, who have set out for the best enlightenment, and those who have these perfections have been enumerated as the good friends. It is they who instruct them, the bodhisattvas, in these progressive stages. For a double reason, they quickly understand the Buddha enlightenment. The past and future jinas, and those who stand just now in all the 10 directions, they all have this perfection for their path, and no other. As a splendid illumination, as a torch, as a light, as the teacher, have these perfections been described to those who have set out for the best enlightenment. As he cognizes the perfection of wisdom through the mark of emptiness, so by the same mark he cognizes all these dharmas. When he wisely knows dharmas as empty, as without marks, in coursing thus he courses in the wisdom of the Sugatas. Defilement and purification. In want of food, indulging in imagination, beings always wander about in birth and death, their minds attached. Both I and mine, as dharmas, are unreal and empty. By his own self has the fool become entangled in space. as someone who suspects that he has been poisoned may well be struck down, although no poison has got into his stomach. Just so the fool who has admitted into himself the notions of I and mine is forced by that quite unreal notion of an I to undergo birth and death again and again. Where one takes notice, there is defilement, so it has been revealed. The non-apprehension of I and mine has been called purification, but there is herein no one who is defiled or who is cleansed. Then the Bodhisattva has understood the perfection of wisdom. The supreme merit of perfect wisdom. If as many beings as there are here in the entire Jambudvipa would all, having aspired for the foremost enlightenment, and having given gifts for many thousands of kotis of years, dedicate it all to the enlightenment linked to the wheel of the world. But if someone else practiced in wisdom the foremost perfection, would for even one single day comply with it, an infinitesimal merit would here that heap of giving bring. Therefore, the undaunted should always plunge into wisdom. Compassion and perfect wisdom. When the yogin courses in wisdom, the best of perfections, he engenders the great compassion, but no notion of a being. Then the wise becomes worthy of the offerings of the whole world. He never fruitlessly consumes the alms of the realm. The Bodhisattva who wishes to set free the gods and men, bound for so long, and the beings in the three places of woe, and to manifest to the world of beings the broad path to the other shore, should be devoted to the perfection of wisdom by day and by night. The simile of the pearl of great price. A man who had gained at some time a very fine jewel, which he had not got before, would be contented. If, as soon as he had gained it, he would lose it again through carelessness, he would be sorry and constantly hankering after the jewel. Just so, the yogin who has set out for the best enlightenment should not get parted from the perfection of wisdom, which is comparable to a jewel. Seizing the jewel which he has gained with growing energy, he moves forward, and swiftly he comes to the state of bliss. Chapter 23. The Superior Position of Bodhisattvas. When the sun rises, free from clouds, and one blaze of rays, having dispelled the entire blinding and confusing darkness, it outshines all animals such as glowworms, and also all the hosts of the stars and the luster of the moon. Just so the wise Bodhisattva, who courses in wisdom, the foremost perfection, having destroyed the jungle of views, the Bodhisattva who courses in emptiness and the signless, very much surpasses the whole world, as well as the Arhats and Pratyeka Buddhas. The simile of the king and the crown prince. Just as the son of a king, a giver of wealth, desiring the welfare of others, becomes a person of authority among all, much sought after, for even now he makes many beings happy. How much more so when he will be established as the resourceful ruler of the kingdom? Just so the wise Bodhisattva who courses in wisdom, a donor of the deathless, dear to gods and men. Already now he is interested in the happiness of many beings. How much more so when he will be established as king of the Dharma? Chapter 24. How Mara is discomforted and defeated. But Mara at that time becomes like one who feels a thorn in his flesh, afflicted with sorrow, miserable, displeased, of little stamina. He manifests a conflagration on the horizon. He hurls a meteor in order to cause fear. How can this bodhisattva be made to become despondent in his mind? When the wise become resolutely intent, day and night beholding the meaning of wisdom, the foremost perfection, then their bodies, thoughts, and speech become free like a bird in the sky. How can the kinsmen of darkness gain entrance to them? What makes Mara contented? When a bodhisattva has taken to quarrels and disputes, and when the thoughts of two bodhisattvas become mutually conflicting and angry, then Mara becomes contented and supremely elated, thinking both these remain far distant from the cognition of the jhanas. Both these remain far distant from it, comparable to malignant demons. Both these will effect for themselves a waning of their pledge. Those who are full of hate, deficient in patience, how can they have enlightenment? Then Mara becomes contented, together with his host. The Bodhisattva's Pride and Repentance. If a Bodhisattva who has not had his prediction should have angry thoughts for one who has had it and should bring about a dispute, for as many moments as he persists in his obstinate faulty thoughts, for so many aeons he must again put on the armor. Then he sets up mindfulness and he reflects, these are unwholesome thoughts. By means of the perfection of patience do the Buddhas experience enlightenment. He confesses his fault, and afterwards he restrains himself, or he desists and trains himself in this Buddha Dharma. Chapter 25. How a Bodhisattva is Trained. When he trains himself, he does not anywhere approach a training, nor does he get at one who trains, or at the dharmas which constitute training. Who trains himself without discriminating between both training and no training, he trains himself in this Buddha Dharma. The Bodhisattva who thus cognizes this training, he does not ever become deficient in training or immoral. Having found pleasure in them, he trains himself in these Buddha Dharmas. He trains himself skillful in the superior training, but without apprehending anything. When they train thus in wisdom to the wise shedders of light, not even one single thought arises that is unwholesome, as when the sun goes through the sky before the impact of its rays, no darkness can maintain itself in the intermediate space. Perfect wisdom comprehends all the perfections. For those who have effected a training in the perfection of wisdom, all the other perfections are comprehended in it. As in the false view of individuality, all the 62 false views are included, so are these perfections included in the perfection of wisdom. As when the life faculty has been stopped, also all the other faculties that may exist are stopped. Just so, when the best of the wise course in wisdom, all these perfections have been said to be therein comprehended. Bodhisattvas and Disciples. In all the qualities of the disciples and likewise of the Pratyeka Buddhas, the wise Bodhisattva becomes trained, but he does not stand in them, nor does he long for them. In that also should I be trained, he thinks. In that sense, he trains himself in them.